Thank you for tuning into Jam Happy Hour, a podcast with a heavy pour of wine and music presented by Jam Cellars. Today, we're taking you back to our show with Chloe Stroll. We had a blast hanging out with the singer and learning all about her songwriting and music process in between the tunes. During this episode, we are popping the butter bubbles. You can find butter and all of our easy-to-love wines over at jamcellars.com/buy, where you'll also find our super handy wine finder. Just pop in your zip code and get a list of all the stores in your area that supply our wine. We also have a deal for all of you Jam fans tuning in for today's episode. Stock up on all your favorite wines and have them shipped directly to your door at no additional cost when you order 6 bottles or more at the Jam store. All you have to do is head over to jamcellars.com/shop and enter code JAMHAPPYHOUR at checkout, and shipping's on us. Without further ado, grab a glass, sit back, and get ready to jam out and wind down. This is Jam Happy Hour, poured by Jam Cellars.
Welcome to the Jam Happy Hour. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and we're going to make it even better with an hour of conversation, music, and maybe sipping back with some of your favorite jam and butter wines. Please welcome to the Jam Happy Hour, Chloe Stroll is popping in from Los Angeles, California. Hi, welcome to the Jam Happy Hour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're going to have fun. We're just going to relax and hang out and get to know you and your music a little bit better. And awesome. Maybe enjoy a little wine along the way, too, if you feel so inclined. I love to jump right in on a song right away and just kind of set the tone for the hour. So what would you like to play for us first here on the Jam Happy Hour?
Awesome. Well, we're going to start with my single, Thin Air.
Well, here you go. It's Chloe, Thin Air, and the Jam Happy Hour.
When we broke up, yeah, you broke me into pieces. My emotions were unstable, so uneven. So I found arms that could help me with the healing. Thought my future was mapped out all in front of me. He was safe, yeah, he was perfect, and he loved me. I thought my feelings for you dead and buried cemetery till you showed up right out of nowhere. Kiss my lips and flip my world upside down. Didn't expect you to come back around. Threw a grenade into my plans. Take my hand, let's disappear into thin air. Thought it was endgame until your name was on my lips. Thought him and I were shatterproof, but we were porcelain. It was always you, your gravity, you make me spin again. Then poof, out of the blue, you pull me back in, got under my skin and made me forget about him. Now I'm falling through your thin air, stole my heart back out of nowhere. Kiss my lips and flip my world upside down. Didn't expect you to come back around. Threw a grenade into my plans. Take my hand, let's disappear into
that is a great place to start here in the Jam Happy Hour. Chloe Stroll's with us performing Thin Air there. I was looking through your Instagram, and I love this picture. It's like you have a little girl, you as a little girl, microphone in hand. And then it's like all of a sudden you go through the carousel, and it's like, you know, here you are now doing your music. Did you know at an early age that music was more than just a thing for you? Like it was going to be a thing, the thing?
Definitely not that it was going to be the thing. I think I was always just really lucky that I would just like get up and sing, and it was really fun and I loved it. And it was never in my mind. There was a quick moment where I thought maybe when I was in my teens and then I was like, oh no, maybe I'll just always have a lot of fun with this in my shower and no one will ever hear me.
Hopping up on the coffee table when everybody's over for Thanksgiving, which you may still do this year.
Exactly. You never know.
Some things never change. Who did you listen to when you were young?
Oh, everyone. My taste hasn't changed. I go from, you know, Justin Timberlake to Whitney Houston to Anna of the North to Maggie Rogers to Mumford and Sons. I have no rhyme or reason. I'm all about the mood.
And you know what the funny thing about the Newt? Me personally, there are two noises that I love, and it's slightly off script, but I love the scratch of a guitar string, and I love the static of a vinyl record.
Nice.
And it's very like nostalgic when you go back to like something like that. In this world where you can record a song, write it, record it, produce it, do it all on your laptop, and even release it from there. Yep. Is that exciting for you, or is that kind of nervous for you?
Honestly, I mean, for me, it's exciting because I got really back into music during COVID. So mm-hmm. It was the best time to be able to have all those things just at your fingertips. Right. I wish that I could say I am really good at them. I'm so not. I learned how to use Pro Tools really quickly. And for those of you who don't know what that is, don't learn if you don't have to.
Actually, I would say the opposite. Like, I would encourage you to throw yourself into it because it is a lot.
And you may throw your computer to it as well.
that as well. There's a really great video of Ariana Grande, and I think it was during the pandemic as well. And she was adding her vocals to one of the Weeknd tracks. And she was in her studio, and she had her Pro Tools open. And it was like a 30-line Pro Tool, like,
all the stacks
ridiculous.
Of vocals.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
As a musical nerd, and you know it too, I saw that and I was like, yeah, girl. Yeah, girl.
It was
you know
sick.
What you're doing.
Honestly, that's a lot of patience and a lot of time. I was like, damn, that's what I'm looking now. That's my standard.
Right? Me too. I'm like, I'm a 4-line girl. And I'm like, oh,
right? Me too.
30. Okay, great. Well, I need to step my game up a little bit. But while we can lose ourselves, you know, diving down the Pro Tools hole, some people get to lose themselves in your music. And how interesting that must be for you to know. I know Hurricane's already been out there. I know there's more music on the way. How does it feel to have your songs out into the world?
Oh, it feels so good. You know, it's been a long time coming. And I say my single, Thin Air, it is coming. It's not out yet. But it's been such a fun project for many years. And it's so nice to have it just go out there. But also the reaction that I've gotten back from people has been so unbelievably supportive and excited. And it really does just make it all worth it.
As a creative, you know, you put a lot of yourself and your energy into the product that you're putting out there. Would you say that the music is not so much autobiographical, but really coming from that like very stripped down, very raw kind of place of these are feelings that I'm feeling and I want to share them?
There's definitely some, like the single that's being released on Friday. This Friday.
That's exciting.
It's been exciting. And there's definitely some of them that are that come from a place of experience and things. And then there's some that it's just funny. You play one note, you say one word, and all of a sudden a story comes into your head and you take it from there. And I think I grew up reading so many fantasy books. Like, I'm a massive Harry Potter nerd, and I loved all the different stories. And I think that if you say one word, my mind just goes.
I definitely want to dive more into the songwriting aspects of how you get from, you know, one point to another, and all of a sudden you have a beautiful song. But speaking of beautiful song, now's a great time to jump in on our second song here in the Jam Happy Hour with Chloe Stroll. What would you like to play for us next?
We are going to play Someday.
All right, here's Someday with Chloe Stroll in the Jam Happy Hour. Cheers, enjoy.
There was a time when I held you in my mind. It was better for a while. Now it's hard to lie awake in silence, to think you were my giant, believing it was timeless. I know it's not just my mistake. Let me take your old advice. Everything brand new is hurting me. I guess you don't think twice. That's a fatal blow to me, you see. I turn my back to misery. Leave it all tonight and let me be. imagine me in paradise. I hope you make it in the cold. But after all, I hope you hope someday, someday. There was a time when the end was never close, and the heart lies and it shows. But life gave me another dose, and you don't care. Gone with your affairs. Meaning's lost in change of mind. I see it in your eyes. Let me take your old advice. Everything brand new is hurting me. I guess you don't think twice. That's a fatal blow to me, you see. I turn my back to misery. Leave it all tonight and let me be without my sacrifice. Imagine me in paradise. I hope you make it in the cold. But after all, I hope you hope so.
Someday with Chloe Stroll here in the Jam Happy Hour. If you want to take a second, have a sip of water. I'm just going to kind of reset everybody who's jumping in with us this evening. It's an hour of just music and conversation and getting to know Chloe and her music a little bit better. And if you are online and you like the idea of, I don't know, like butter wines and groceries for an entire year, we are giving that away, which is a lot of fun. If you want to jump over to drinkbutter.com, feel free. We're going to be right here with the music. So just keep us on. And I want to talk about songwriting because I know I read some of your songs come to you very quickly. You said it's like a word and it's go. And it's just kind of like the stream of consciousness. And other ones take some time. Do you know, like, when you're beginning that process of like, oh, here we go. Hold on. Here comes a song. Or are there songs that you're like, you really kind of ruminate over for days and weeks and months? Like, what's been your longest song and your shortest song?
All right. So this actually was quite a long song. It wasn't my longest, but writing this song, it seems so simple, but I feel like there's some that you just want to make sure that you really capture that essence of it and the beauty of it. And it could be so simple that it gets way too complicated. And I love to go down a rabbit hole. and then there's some, which actually the fastest one I ever wrote was my first single run. It was about a home invasion, and it was just an experience. And we hit, I think my friend and I, when we were writing it, hit three notes, and we just told the whole story, and we wrote the song in 10, 15 minutes because it was right there. It was so simple.
It was very surfaced, too. I mean,
it was very surfaced. It was, you know, and I just kept being like, all I wanted to do was run, and that was it.
If you haven't done a little backstory with Chloe, that song Run is, it actually happened to you. It was a home invasion.
It actually happened to
were
my husband.
Were you there when it happened?
We were there.
Oh,
we were in the house, and it was horrifying.
Nope.
But I got a great song, and I always say everything happens for a reason. We were not hurt. Everything was, you know, slightly traumatic experience.
Wow.
And great song. So,
but here's the silver lining. You got a song out of it.
I try my best to find them.
Make sure you add it to your Spotify playlist. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it. Are there some songs that you hear and you're like, damn, I wish I would have wrote that one?
Yes, definitely.
Does it inspire you to be like, okay?
For sure. Because I think that there's so many that I feel like for me with songwriting, it's that the more simple you are, and if you touch on an emotion or a feeling that is so universal and that everyone can relate to in their own way, you win. Because it doesn't have to be, it has to be what it is to you. And that's why, like, there's no direct story for me. Like, okay, the home invasion, which there are unfortunately many people that relate to it, but that's not, we don't, I'm not going to narrow in so small to make it about that.
Right.
So there's definitely been songs that I'm like, wow, that's so simple and well written. I can't believe I didn't think about it.
You're like, oh, now I get it. Or especially like with Run, like people are hearing that song having no idea what it's about, and it's meaning something completely different to them. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
100%. It's awesome. The amount of it's on my gym playlist, I'm like, yes, that's what we want.
Yeah. Living in between somebody's headphones. And again, if you are liking the music here with Chloe Stroll, please add her and her music to your playlist. Thumbs up, hearts, whatever platform you're on, because every little bit absolutely does help. It flips the algorithm and it helps get the music out even more so. And as a music director, I can tell you it does matter. So if you're enjoying it, please do share it with your friends. And if you're enjoying the Jam Happy Hour, make sure everybody's watching along too. Feels like a great time to jump in on our third song here this evening in the Jam Happy Hour with Chloe Stroll. What would you like to play for us next?
We're going to do a cover of Levitating.
Dua. Okay. You have our attention. Take it away.
Let's do it.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way I like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I believe you're there for me, I see it in our energy, I see us written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby, nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars. You want me, I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, answer me. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, answer me. You could fly away with me tonight, you could fly away with me tonight. Baby, let me take you for a ride. You could fly away with me tonight, you could fly away with me tonight. Baby, let me take you for a ride. You want me, I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading.
I like the arrangement on that one. That was really cool. Chloe Stroll doing Dua Lipa's Levitating here in the Jam Happy Hour, which is such a love song. It's such a love, 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 love song. And I know that you are a newlywed.
I am.
So you are still all in the love, which is fantastic. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Has it affected like how you approach songs at all to like kind of be in that, okay, now I've got my person and, you know, there's like a safety that comes along with it? Or is it making you almost like a little more freer in your songwriting?
I think both. I had the funniest encounter where I was writing with someone and he's really funny and he looked at me and he goes, I hear that you're like, at the time I was newly engaged and I was super happy. I was like, yeah. And he goes, so your songs suck. I was like, ouch.
You're like, but I'm happy. But,
exactly. No, I mean, I think that it's both. I think that there's so much love and excitement that it brings out a whole new part of songwriting because I want to write happy songs. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing as well.
I think I saw some of the pictures on your Instagram too. Absolutely. It's stunning and beautiful.
Thank you.
There is a really great aesthetic to what you're doing as well. And, you know, obviously in this day and age, when you try to put yourself out there musically and creatively, it's a whole package kind of thing. So when you are writing a song, are you thinking of the visuals that are going to be attached to it? Or is it something that kind of comes along after the fact of like, oh, this feels good. This feels like it looks right for the project.
I think it's a bit of both, because there's some times when you see something and you can get inspired. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the actual visualizer that we'll make is totally different. Mm-hmm. And there's some things where I think my songwriting is much more that I like to tell stories. And so it's more just kind of, what am I wanting to say? And what's the lesson at the end? And I loved books that at the end you felt like you really learned something right. about, you know, you or whatever it was. And I hope the same with my songs. Yeah. So depends on the day with the visuals. Depends and they the usually day. Change 20 times. So well, I'm never attached.
That's okay. We all take 20 pictures for one selfie. So it should change.
Exactly.
You know? Your songs seem to come from a very open place and a very vulnerable place, which I think a lot of people kind of resonate with, because authenticity is always going to win. There's room for bubblegum. There's room for like all the things. Don't get me wrong. But I think authenticity will always win at the end of the day. Does it ever make you nervous to kind of be like, okay, here's me. Here's my heart. Here's my song.
You know what? Yes and no, because of course I think it's just a bad feeling to have someone be like, oh, I didn't like your song. But at the end of the day, I am who I am. And mm-hmm. I love being authentically me and truthful to me. And not everyone is going to love everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some things like I personally don't relate to metal music, like heavy metal. But it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just I don't relate to it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people who won't relate to me, and it's the same. So I try not to take offense. And it's just this is me. Like it, take it or leave it.
I don't know if it's like so much of like taking offense or like letting it be somebody else's perspective. At the same time, I would love for a metal band to cover some of your songs.
That would be really cool, wouldn't
it? I would love to hear that.
Then I'd love heavy metal, too.
Yeah, right? That would be good. You talked about growing up and listening to a lot of different kinds of music. Do you still, you know, like this day and age, like we're talking how it's like a rainy, dreary day. Do you have like rainy, dreary music that you always kind of turn to and kind of pocket into it? Or you're like, are you the opposite? You're like, it's a dreary day. I'm going to play the most, you know, upbeat craziness that I can.
I guess it's both. If it's the rainy, dreary, and I'm like, I really want to sit in my bed and have coffee and just not move, mm-hmm. I'll go to like, I love the Maggie Rogers radio or Anna of the North radio. I think on Spotify, I think that it's so cool and chill. And then if it's rainy and dreary and you know that you have, you know, you got to get up at 7 a.m. and get your day going, I'll lean into a lot more fun, upbeat, the pop hits to, you know, the Justin Timberlakes,
the energy
getting me to dance in my kitchen and give me the energy.
I know. Yeah. Once you get that song stuck in your head and once you start moving around in the kitchen with a cup of coffee, like, okay, it's game on.
Exactly.
And I want to talk more about that coming up, but I feel like it's a good time to maybe jump into our fourth song here on the Jam Happy Hour with Chloe Stroll. What would you like to play for us next?
We're going to play Hurricane, my newly released single.
This one's already out, so if you guys like what you hear, make sure you're saving it to your playlist and telling all your friends about Chloe Stroll here in the Jam Happy Hour.
In your moment of breaking, you ain't gotta say it. In those moments, don't fake it. I'm here to hold you down. When you're down, you can call me. Let me hold you, even on your darkest days. I can be your Novocaine. Let my kisses ease the pain. Let me show you, even in my weakness, though you never stop swimming. I'll find you in a hurricane. I'll find you in a hurricane. I can feel you fading with every breath that you take. You're never alone. I've been here all along, and I want you to say it. You don't have to pretend that you're strong. You can call me. Let me your darkest days, I can be your Novocaine. Let my kisses ease the pain. Let me show you, even in my weakness, though you're in the deep end, I'll never stop swimming. I'll find you in a hurricane. I'll find you in a hurricane. Oh, I'll find you in a hurricane. Oh, I'll find you in a hurricane.
Now, hurricanes are something we take very seriously here in Florida.
Absolutely. Very true.
But the emotional hurricane, what is kind of the symbolism in that song for you?
So I wrote this one for Scotty, my husband. Mm-hmm. It was around his competition season. And, you know, when you love someone and you see that they're going through something, or at least I have this problem, if I can't control much, I get really nervous. And obviously I can't control, you know, he's a half pipe snowboarder, an Olympic medalist, and I definitely can't control anything there. And I wanted to find a way to tell him that I would be there for him no matter what happened. And that's where Hurricane came from.
I love your love. It's so good.
Okay, well, to be fair, he came to one of my rehearsals. He's going to kill me for telling this story. And Scotty is, he's my biggest cheerleader, and he is so bluntly honest. Mm-hmm. And we went through the set of the seven songs, and I turned to him, I went, what do you think? And he goes, you know, I love everything that you do. And he's really, I'm like, okay. And he's like, I love it all. And then he goes, but like Hurricane was my least favorite. And I was like, oh,
you're like,
but
babe.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Like, no, but it,
yeah, exactly. So it was super funny, but he is my biggest cheerleader and my best support. And I'm so lucky.
I love that. Especially with being with someone who is so used to being, I don't know him at all, but I know of him, but I'm not going to assume he's type A. I'm going to assume he's very competitive, obviously, for being one of the best in the world doing what he does. Do you have that same drive? Do you have that same competitive nature of like, I want to be the best?
No.
That's why you guys work.
Yeah. We both be at each other's throats.
Right?
I definitely don't. And it's been said to me in music, like, oh, I just want the biggest and to be the best and to do this. And I'm really like genuinely, I want my songs to touch someone. And if I have made your day better in any way, I have done my job.
And it also feels like you are getting what you need out of the process of creating the songs and performing the songs and sharing the songs. Like there's an intangible us who are not the authors of the music, but you who are, you know, putting it out there. There has to be such an amazing sense of gratitude in that.
There is, for sure.
Peace, you know, like you're doing it.
Yep. That's the first step in everything. You just got to do it.
So what is the next step? What is coming up next for Chloe Stroll and your music? And what can we look for in the new year?
There's many, many, many more songs coming your way.
Ooh, we like that.
And it's been really fun and all different vibes and just expanding who I am as a singer and a musician. And yeah.
Do you think that's going to entail possibly getting on the road or doing more collaborations or just kind of expanding the web that is Chloe Stroll?
I hope so.
How do you feel about, I mean, obviously we're performing here and we love having you on the Jam Happy Hour. How do you feel about performing on a stage in front of people? Like, is it something that you look forward to? Is it the excited energy? Is it the excited nervous? Or you're just like...
I definitely go through phases of it. It hits me and I'm really nervous.
I love your honesty. I really do.
I mean, I'm me. Like, this is it. No, I go through phases where I'm, you know, going from being crazy and profusely sweating and wanting to cry to being so excited that I can't wait. And overall, I feel that's just life, though, is nothing. What is the quote? Like, nothing worth doing is easy or right. like worth it is easy. And it's just so awesome to be here. And I love performing. I hope that there's much more of it.
Oh, we love that. We hope so too. Maybe you can come to Napa and perform here in our room. We'd love to have you. I've had some artists talk about how they almost have like an alter ego takeover when it is time to jump on stage or step out on stage. And there's many times that, you know, I've had to walk out doing what I do and I can't even tell you what I said, but I was like, that was great. And you're like, great. I mean, I don't know. Do you kind of have that thing where you're like, once you step in front of the microphone, it's like you're in it, you're in the pocket, or are you really
I'm
just
definitely
kind of
working on it. I'm working on it. Like, I think that I need it. and I try to have it. No, I mean, I think that that's such a good way to look at it, is just finding your alter ego in someone that you're like, yeah, like, I want to be like that, like Beyonce and Queen B. I'm like, that is epic.
Sasha, good Lord. She steps on the stage. Everybody watch out.
Just big
be careful with the royalty. Hair around fans.
Right? That's got to be heavy.
Have you seen any like tours lately that have really kind of inspired you? Like, hey, I really would love to be able to do something like this.
In person, live, no, unfortunately. But I love, you know, I mean, hats off to Taylor Swift and to Beyonce for their tour. It's unreal to be seeing it on social media and reading all mm-hmm. the news. And I think particularly to Taylor, I love so much how she's been able to intertwine all of her albums and her music and her vision, that it's just so cool to right. see how it all flows together. And that's something that I do look at when I do music and visualizers, is how can I make everything, you know, one, because it is one, it's art and it's a project, and I don't like just
but
having,
it's also
like,
your story
is, yeah.
You know, we see, you know, like taking Taylor from 16 to Taylor to 32, like that's a story, you know, silly
for
love
sure.
girl to, you know, business mogul and taking everybody along on the way. And I think, you know, albums and EPs, they're snapshots of where you are in life. And,
true.
You know, the music that you're putting out now is obviously a snapshot of where you are in life. Where do you see this going 5 years, 10 years from now? Like, what is, do you have a storyboard? Do you believe in projecting? Like,
I definitely have a storyboard.
Love it.
And I have hopes and dreams for where it goes. But mm-hmm. I find that if I get to, like, there's no way to plan life, right?
Right.
And I just don't know where it will take me. And I think I'd rather be so open to it going any which direction and be prepared for it all than mm-hmm. narrow in on one path.
I absolutely love your vibe so much. Your music and like in person. Like, I'm loving this chat here in the Gem Happy Hour. If you guys are jumping in late, Chloe Stroll is jumping in with us from LA. She's got some music out now. She has more music coming out Friday. She has a new musical baby coming out. We'll jump into that in just a little bit too. But if you're enjoying it, do please add her to all of your playlists and make sure that you're sharing it with your friends. I want to talk more about plans and also a little rapid fire thing coming up, but I feel like this is a good spot to jump into our fifth song here in the Jam Happy Hour. What would you like to perform for us next?
We are going to do a cover of Louis Capaldi's Forever.
Oh, I love Louis Capaldi. Okay, take it away, Chloe, here in the Jam Happy Hour.
Caught me off guard. I wish that I'd been sober. Still, here we are, back in Hanover 99. Just like old times all over. Under the exit lights, as beautiful as ever. I really wish that I dressed up a little better. No regrets is what we said. We can't go back again, darling. Nobody said that it would last forever. That doesn't mean we didn't try to get there. I never said that we would die together. That doesn't mean it was a lie. Remember, last forever. Head in my hands, cold coffee on the table. Wish you the best. I would if I was able. Morning light, it stings a little. Out of my mind, I don't remember calling. Had too much tonic wine. Sometimes it does the talking. Hope you know. I wish you all the love you're searching for. Darling, nobody said that it would last forever. That doesn't mean we didn't try to get there. I never said that we would die together. That doesn't mean it was a lie. Remember, nobody said that it would last forever. Summer days when love was untamed, two burning hearts that dared to break. Remember, nobody said that it would last forever.
Such an amazing song. Chloe Stroll doing Louis Capaldi's Forever. Talk about somebody who has definitely put it out there into a very vulnerable space, and especially through social media and his struggles with mental health as well as Tourette's and other things too. Stepping onto a world stage like that, you know, wow, like that is a big responsibility. Is that something you now stepping out into the world stage with your music? Is that something that you think about? Like, you know, calculating how open you're going to be, or you're just like, hey, this is me, this is what we're doing?
I think I'm more like, hey, this is me, and this is what we're doing. And I think, you know, I think everyone, hopefully everyone feels that way, that when they've gone through, whether it's a heartbreak or, you know, friendship fight or whatever it is that's going on, you turn on that one song that makes you feel good. And that's music. It makes the world go round. And so I don't think about it much. I'm just like, I hope I've helped you.
Probably a good way to be. Probably a good way to be. Don't overthink it. I feel like we overthink a lot of things these days. And when it comes to music, you shouldn't. It's a very visceral reaction to, you know, whether the beats in a song or the words of a song, like whatever is going to attach to your heart musically, you're kind of not in control of as a listener. As an artist, you know, you talk about hearing a certain note or having a certain experience, and all of a sudden it just like starts writing itself in your head. Have you ever been in a situation where you're just like, oh my God, I got to get this down right now. Like, I don't want to lose this. And then because my little ADD brain, I'd be like, oh, I'm freaking out. So what do you do in those situations where you're like, I've got something?
It's all about the awkward voice notes that takes me like 2 days to re-listen to.
I love it.
That's it. It's all about that. And I hate listening back to those like really weird scratched like da 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 da. And so it's getting over that to go back and listen.
But it works.
But it works.
Amazing. I love it. You should make like a whole like a bloopers reel of nothing but like the voice notes that lead to, you know, Hurricane and Homesick and like all these songs after the fact. Like, here's where we started.
The real behind the scenes.
Right. The true behind the scenes. I love how you referred to Maggie Rogers earlier. And you talk about, you know, diving back into the music during the pandemic and kind of using it to find your peace. And she was having like a huge surge. I think a lot of people were listening to her music and kind of being like, oh, I need this right now.
For sure.
I think that was the year that she got the Grammy nomination for Best New Artist.
I think you're right.
When it comes to like awards and stuff and projecting ahead, is that something that you kind of aspire to? Like, I saw Jelly Roll after he got nominated for his Grammy, like he's sobbing. Like, this was something I never thought would happen. Like, what would you do, like, if that Grammy nom rolls down?
Sobbing sounds about right.
okay.
Sobbing, laughing, not believing, you know, saying, oh my God, I think a few too many times. And no, I mean, it would be such an insane honor and something so crazy. And of course, I think it's silly to say that that's not what I aspire to, but it would be amazing, but it doesn't make or break me is probably the best way to put it.
Very well said, actually. And thank you. Again, the authenticity is so like real and palpable here. We're just loving the hour that is quickly flying by with Chloe Stroll here in the Jam Happy Hour. If you are enjoying the music again, please make sure you share it and like it and heart it and click it and all the things that we do on all of our platforms these days. How do you feel about the music delivery system these days? Because it used to be like there was a label and a plan and a timeline, and now it's like, it's the wild, wild west. Like, you can create a song and have it out into the world the next day.
You know, I think there's something that's really cool about that, because there's so many opportunities for anyone to release anything. And it, you know, you can hear one thing and be like, oh, that's really cool. Like, it would be fun to collaborate with that person. And that's probably the way that I look at it more. Mm-hmm. But I also wasn't, I guess, in the industry when it was so planned and timed. And so this is all I kind of know. And it definitely feels like the Wild West. But I love that anyone can create and be a part of it. And I think it makes it more fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to look at it, too. On the collaborative front, collaboration is a great way to expand and also to be inspired. I want to jump into a quick little, not so much rapid fire, but just quick hit questions for you. And they're very easy, I promise.
Let's do it.
when it comes to vacation, mountains or ocean?
Ocean. Sorry,
Scott. Oh, yeah. Something about that, right? Oh, so you're... Again, her husband, the snowboarder, probably would like to go to the mountains. But nope, not Chloe. All right, next one. Your dream venue. If you close your eyes and you picture yourself playing on the stage, what is that stage?
The Bell Center in Montreal, in Canada.
Ooh.
I grew up there. So for me, that's
coming home.
That's coming home.
That's going to happen for you, by the way. I can totally feel that.
I hope so.
When it comes to performing, and we touched on this a little bit before, but would you prefer like the biggest stadium show in the world, a la Eras Tour, a la Beyonce, or something very small and stripped down and intimate with your closest friends?
I'm more the small, stripped down, intimate. Me and a piano. That's it.
No candlelight.
A good vibe.
And a good vibe. Oh, can I get a ticket for that? I'm going to do that.
One day whenever it happens.
In Montreal.
Yep.
I love it. Dream collaboration.
John Legend.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
That would be like my all-time honor. Just his music is so authentic, and just it's exactly that. It's him at a piano, and it's so just authentic. That would be my dream.
He has taken that his voice and his piano, and he has EGOTted that thing. So you think about the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony, from a man and a voice and a piano. Like, anything's possible.
Exactly.
When you put a woman and a voice and a piano together, everybody watch out. So I like that. I would love to see that. And lastly, your dream dinner guest musically. Who would you like to sit down and talk music with?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, man, that's good.
I'd love to hear everything that she has to say and advice and tell me and how she hits those notes.
Not only the notes, but like how she navigated everything. I mean, like she definitely kind of came into the world with like, not Nepo baby, but like she came from a very musical household. She came from a very successful household. But then she went off and did her own thing and did it her own way and did it bigger and better than I think anybody had seen at that point in the 80s. That would be an amazing conversation.
It would be.
Music documentaries kind of saved my soul during the pandemic, and the documentary that her family put out. Did you watch that?
Can you believe I have not seen that yet?
Girl, put it on
your
list.
It's on my to-do list.
All right. I'm going to DM it to you on Instagram right
Please
now.
Do.
I think it's a good time to jump back in on our sixth song here with Chloe Stroll in the Jam Happy Hour. What would you like to perform for us now?
We are going to do my single being released on Friday, Homesick.
All right. Here you go. Homesick with Chloe Stroll.
Just the thought of it. Wanna tell you how I'm feeling, but the floor keeps disappearing. So now I'm cautious, 'cause the world has taught us change is the only constant thing. Remember we were 17, we said we would never let life bring us down, bring us down. You said you'd always be by my side, but look at us now, look at us now. I wish that we could go back my way on the train track. Rose tinted glasses got me homesick for your love. I miss when we would daydream, run away at 18. Rose tinted glasses me homesick for your love. We were a little bit careless back when we cared less about competitive society, what we were told we had to be. We were fearless, nothing could come between us. But the world that we fell victim to, it took my heart away from you. And I hope that you never let life bring down, bring you down. I wish that we could go back my way on the train track. Rose tinted glasses got me homesick for your love. I miss when we were daydream, run away at 18. Rose tinted glasses got me homesick for your love. Glasses got me homesick for your love.
Clearly that's coming from a place where you find yourself now, you know, obviously married, and you guys are both very busy. You have a lot going on at the same time. That homesick feeling, is that more so about like just missing being together, or just kind of like being thankful for what you have?
I think it's both. And I think homesick is a funny, it's like the best way to describe that feeling of just missing and longing, as well as nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I miss Scotty a lot and my person and being with him. And I related as well to, you know, I moved from Canada to Europe when I was in my teens, and I was physically homesick for a while.
Right.
And I think that it was such a nice way to capture that feeling of, and having it relate to whatever you wanted it to relate to.
Yeah. It's interesting when you talk about moving to Europe in your teens. I mean, moving in your teens is such a volatile time anyways, something I know very well. I went to, I think, 4 high schools in 5 states. It was a little bonkers. But I didn't go to Europe. You know, that is a whole different game change. And a music change, too. A very different music scene over there as well.
Very different.
So
very different music.
Kind of having that worldview of music, do you find that kind of creeps in a little bit to your songwriting? Because it's a much bigger view of the world.
I mean, for sure it does, because it's, you know, my songwriting, like we've said, is personal and comes from, you know, different experiences, and I've learned different things, mm-hmm. and I'm very just open and that. So, of course, I'm sure, like, it's not that noticeably, I don't think I sit there being like, oh, this impacted
right.
it, but I'm sure that it has seeped into my writing, my emotions, my what notes I like, mm-hmm. how I like to listen to music.
You listen to music, all... too. That's a very interesting point, actually, that you bring up, because, you know, I grew up, everything was radios and out in the room. And yeah, we would get a Walkman, we'd get some headphones, and it would be in our own little world. Now everybody's in their own little world. And the music is it's a much more intimate kind of experience. Like growing up, and especially like with European like radio styles, it was a lot of different. It was drum and bass. There was a lot of different influences coming in, and much more so than here in the U.S. When did you move back to the North America?
I didn't.
Still haven't.
I'm in Europe currently. I moved back for college, and you know, and then Scotty and I are moving, and we decided to stay in Europe.
Oh my God, that's so exciting! But you're in LA now. It's not like 6 o'clock in the morning.
LA is a fun, LA is a fun, you know, a great work trip and always fun. But no, I live in Europe full time.
Well, again, thank you for making time for us and jumping in for the GM Happy Hour. We've absolutely loved having you. It's the fastest hour in music. I say that every single week.
Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun and a pleasure.
Getting to know you and getting to know your music has really been just a joy. And we have time for one more song here. What would you like to wrap up the hour with?
We're going to wrap up with a song of mine. It is not out yet. It's called Water Over Sand.
Here's something special, you guys. Water Over Sand with Chloe Stroll in the Jam Happy Hour.
Dancing all alone, walking through a house that was a home. Perfect pictures hanging on the walls, but our love isn't that at all. Fill my heart with our old memories, holding on, but it's escaping me. I'm giving you all that I can, but it's like water washing over sand. So who's gonna fight for us if I can't fight no more? Who's gonna stand for us when I can't stand no more? Who's gonna fight for us when I can't fight no more? I'm giving all I can, but it's so hard to stand. Fucking exhausted from all the work. Why can't you ever just put us first? Thinking back to when we had it all, what happened? Where did we fall apart? Keep filling my heart with our old memories, holding on, but it's escaping me. I'm giving you all that I can, but it's like water washing over sand. So who's gonna fight for us when I can't fight no more? Who's gonna stand for us when I can't stand no more? Who's gonna fight for us when I can't fight no more? I'm giving all I can, but it's so hard to stand. Who's gonna fight for us? Who's gonna fight for us? water washing over sand.
Another beautiful song with Chloe Stroll here in the Jam Happy Hour. Thank you so much for your time and your music and your stories and obviously your talent. Please come back again. We're very excited.
Anytime.
Very excited.
Thank you for having
Homesick
me.
Homesick is out Friday.
Friday.
Hurricane's already out. Pedestal's out. There's plenty of music. You guys have enjoyed the hour. You can definitely dive in more. I recommend Chloe's Instagram at Chloe Stroll so you can follow along with what's happening, what's coming in the new year with the new music. And I look forward to seeing you at the Bell Center sometime soon.
Here's hoping. Yeah, right? No, thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Our pleasure. Cheers to you. And
cheers.
Have a beautiful night. Thanks for joining, everybody.
You too.